Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
life I knew to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
At what price, freedom? What are you willing to give up right now for your freedom? Are you willing to give up this precious freedom itself? In order to be free, are you willing to have the freedom to be disciplined and the discipline to be free?
The wind. The wind. I got plenty of that right now. Welcome back to the Play Experience. Thank you for joining me on the Playground of Life, where we continue to explore ways of purposely loving and appreciating ourselves. You were just listening to my friend, my comrade, Cherry Marie with Wind. Oh, yes, the winds that carry us away. That's where we need to be. Before that, you were listening to yours truly, At What Price Freedom. Before that, my good friend George Gorillaz, master musician, Pure Imagination. You can find all of his beautiful music on ebzonemusic.com. That's E-V as in Victor, Zone, music.com. And for Sherry Marie and Wynn, you can find her on sherrymarie.com. My name is Umbasa Sofira. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. Every day we all get an opportunity. Each and every one of us gets the awesome opportunity to wake up. I mean, really wake up. To ask new questions. Find new answers. Have a chance to be transformed by choosing to renew our minds. By changing the thoughts that simply feel good, which will always influence how we feel, and then direct our minds to produce more life-giving, thriving, nourishing thoughts. See, all the things that we see in our lives are children of our thoughts. Our thoughts we have today are the children of our tomorrow. So ask yourself, what thoughts are you keeping in your mind right now? Are they in fact producing your greatest and most fantastimo tomato? Yeah, that's a good question, huh? Yes, because you know we are all architects of our own lives, of our own blueprints, and we can constantly recreate these blueprints, all of our blueprints, to satisfy and gratify ourselves. Just really check in. That's all it takes. Checking in consistently on how we think and how we feel. Knowing all of this is what it takes to create our ultimate life blueprint and some of our greatest manifestations in our lives. It's time now. If we know what makes us feel good about life, we know what we have to offer life. How about that? It's where we feel, it's a place like where we know that no work is difficult, where peace will always reign, and where all things are possible. That's the state of mind. That's the good feeling, the feeling good factor. You know? Yes, indeed. Everybody's looking for harmony. Everybody's looking for balance. Everybody's looking for peace. Everybody's looking for success. And it's all right there. It's right here, right where you are. All of it. It's all about allowing, just allowing, because all roads lead us to love. It's just whether you want to take the longer or the shorter route. So I give thanks. How about it? Y'all ready to play today? purposely love and appreciate yourself. Indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, I'm ready. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm glad you decided to return. And anyone new on the playground today, I'm glad you decided to join us. But I have some really, really wonderful people here with me today. As a matter of fact, I didn't tell you where I am. I'm in the gateway to the tropics. And yes, the wind is kissing me. I'm loving it. Yes, indeed. I'm getting kissed and all loved up down here by this wind, I tell you. Yes, indeed. I'm having a good time at Return to Wholeness. We're going to have a wonderful time down here this weekend. We have a power play event from 10 to 6 on Saturday at Return to Wholeness. You should just step on the ground. It's so powerful. We'll give you more information about it. My guests today on the playground, my friends, my comrades, Yah Elohim and Filio. Hey, Filio Russell. Hey, Filio. Where's Filio? Has anybody seen Filio? Can anybody get... Hello, Filio. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Filio. Everybody, here's Filio. Welcome to the playground of life, Filio. How are you? And we have Yah. Yah, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! Yeah, I'm here, Filio. Okay. We're all here. Okay, Filio, you got your marbles. Yeah, you got your jacks?
I got my hula hoop and my jacks.
All right! Yay! Well, we're going to see if we can get some more people to come on the playground with us today. I mean, all of the good, wonderful things we're going to be talking about, I know they're going to join us. I know we're going to have some people that just have to have their say as well. So if you want to do that, you can call 347-426-3346. That's 347-426-3346. And just press 1. Press 1 on your keypad. So, Philip, let's go to you first. Filio. Yes.
Right.
Just give me one word, Filio, to describe who Filio is.
One word to describe who Filio is. Love.
You said love?
That's the word I would. Love.
Yes. Good one. All right. Okay, so now we know that. Give us a little background about yourself. Where you come from, where you going.
Okay. I'm originally from the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in the Bahamas, Nassau, capital city. And
I hear a little static. Are you on a speakerphone, Filio?
Hold on one second.
Okay, yeah, you're going in and out. We want all of you here, all the love in the house.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I think we can rectify the situation. We want to get Filio back over here in the playground. Yeah, we're going to work with this. We want to work with this, everybody. We are here. We have Yah here.
That's really funny.
Yes, we have Filio and we have Yah here on the playground. We just had to switch hosts really quickly, but you know how we do.
I think we can sympathize, though.
You
might be going to have to probably be in the, I don't know. It's so
okay,
this is such a small space.
Yeah. Y'all can do loop-de-loop, but you can.
No, I know.
Okay.
You just mute. They have the tech person mute the one who's not speaking so that we can sit beside each other.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving us those technical support.
Thanks.
All right. Filio, all right. So we're going to go back to Filio.
We need to pull that door up. Okay.
All right. That's what we do on the playground, y'all. Look.
Yep, y'all can laugh.
I'm muted.
It's fun.
You're fine.
All right, y'all. We can let Filio talk now.
Your time to
all
talk.
All right. Yes, indeed.
I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. As a child, I had
Yep, that's not working either. So, yeah, excuse me, Filio. Can you talk to, would you give him your phone, please, or the Skype?
Okay, just come off of that.
Thank you, beautiful. That's right. Bring us back, Wusa, to the heart, to be everybody love. Yes, indeed. And by the way, that heart is by Perry Wood. She has beautiful music. Yes, indeed. All right. All right. Billy, you sound like you're sounding really loud and clear now. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Okay.
Yes, indeed. All right. We're ready. All right. So you're originally from the Bahamas. I heard that part. Let's go.
Yes. And when I was, as a child, I always recall being very curious about knowing the purpose of my presence in this world. And as a result of that, I was very analytical, asked questions a lot, and so forth. And early on in my life, I realized that the Bahamas was not the place where I could find the answers that I was seeking. So I went to South Florida at the age of 17, as early as I could, 18 years old. And from there, I spent the rest of my life just learning and seeking and, you know, doing whatever I could to get by. But my main purpose was this desire that I can't really describe. It just kept eating away at me, and I just felt like I had to know what my purpose for being in this world was really all about. And it just led me through to where I am at this point. And along that path, I've learned, I can't even describe the amount of information that I've learned and so forth. Yah, who happens to be also someone I met recently, described herself at one point to me, and I, for some reason, just listening to her description is what made me, it really made me realize, like, I saw myself in her, and that was really one of the first times that I've actually experienced that. And it happened during, you know, earlier this year. So, but the main thing is I've always been a seeker, and I've to answer your question, Bess, it's called to answer your question, but it's just an ever expanding who I am. I'm always growing, always expanding, and really looking forward to share what I've been learning with anyone who's open and willing to receive what I have to share with them.
Mm-hmm. So what is your passion? What is your passion? What would you describe that to be?
My passion, that's a good question. My passion is to see myself become the person that I would love to see other people, other souls in this world, the collective consciousness of souls on this planet become. And I have always known that you can't find, like, you have to be the change that you wish to see in this world. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I heard that out there. I heard that background noise. Okay, so so anyway, how does your passion relate to the retreat center that you and Yah have co-founded together?
Well, the retreat, my passion, I think my passion is sort of like, is what's sort of like creating the center, that's
okay.
manifesting the center, because it's something that I can't say it was me who really did it, because it was it really wasn't my choice how everything came out and how everything developed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I want to hear more about that. What was your inner journey in getting into this space then? Come on with it.
Well, just like how yoga, really, the various branches of yoga, just like you can, like how we receive and experience, you know, how we receive and experience it's not a one. I'm discovering that it's not a one way. You regain knowledge from different sources of information, different sources of just different perspectives, different ways of seeing things. We pick up, we get a more holistic perspective, a more well-rounded perspective. So to really answer your question, the only way I can really answer that question is to offer someone the opportunity to experience what I'm and how I can do that is by offering you the things that I've learned, or sharing with you, or sharing with mm-hmm. the individual the things that I've learned along the way.
Right. And you work with a little bit with comedic yoga. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, the comedic yoga is something that's really getting my attention more so now than ever before. It's because I've always been interested in philosophy and so forth. And when I came across yoga, I must admit that I never really got into the asana or the exercise part of yoga until first going into the philosophical aspects of it. And what I've discovered is the ancient Egyptian or the Kemetan perspective of yoga is something that I'm just more familiar with. I've been researching the philosophy all my life, and now I'm as a result of, in the past few years, I've been doing the asanas. I got into the exercising part of it, and I like yoga, and I feel as though, me being of African American or African descent, I feel it's important that I share something from my heritage, which is something that I feel has been lost over time, I feel almost obligated to at least express yoga from that perspective.
Okay. But can you tell me exactly what's the difference in comedic yoga and the others?
Well, the difference between comedic yoga and the others, well, to me, because the difference between comedic yoga and the other yogas is it involves more than just, for me, it involves more than just, it's basically yoga from the African perspective. The ancient Egyptian, which was known as the voice or the mouth of Egypt, or rather the mouth of Africa. So what the individual will learn from the comedic yoga is a perspective, as a more westernized perspective of yoga, as opposed to the Eastern, more Indian outlook. If that answers your question, but there's.
Well, I guess I wanted to know, in terms of practice, if I'm, you know, are the, what are they called, asanas or whatever?
Yes.
Are they different when you breathe? I mean, when you're breathing in, are you breathing in like what do you call it, like a chant or a name, or, you know, is it different? How is it different when you actually are practicing it? But from your experience now, and You've practiced the other yogas, is that correct?
Yes, I've practiced other yogas.
Okay. So what would be the fundamental difference? Yeah, I guess you might have said it, but I might have missed it.
Okay, the fundamental difference between there's really if you speak to most people who really go into traditional yoga, because all yoga, I think, can come from the same source. And,
okay.
So the way it's taught, it's really, or the way it's expressed, is dependent upon, you know, the culture and so forth. I think as Africans, as young Africans and so forth, I think it's imperative that we start looking into our own culture. And now that we know, we have to go into this with our hearts open and our minds open in meditation and so forth. And I think your question will just unfold in a way that I can't really answer to you right now, because this is something that's... Okay, so...
Okay, I got you. Okay, now you just... Okay, we're playing. We're having a good time over here in West Palm Beach, the great gateway to the tropics. Yes, indeed, where we are speaking with Filio Wessel and Yah Elohim. Now, Filio, you do have another location that we can come and play in the Bahamas. Is that correct?
Yes, we have a place in Bimini, which is just about 50 to 60 miles off the coast of Miami. And Bimini, for me, is that's a part of the vision that unfolded, that has really boosted my faith and my confidence in the fact that the path that I've chosen, even though it was, you know, I made some choices along the way. Bimini is sort of like the payoff. Just being there, just going to that environment and experiencing the ambience, I started to realize it. And the more time I spent in Bimini, which is the more I experienced the fullness of who I am, the ability to relieve the pressures or the stresses and so forth of life. So Bimini is a magical place. It's something that only the experience can describe. That's another, that it's. So it, what we intend to do in Bimini is to create an environment that's going to attract like natured souls. And because it is an amplified, I refer to it as an amplifier, or it's because of the vortex and the ley lines and how everything meet, and even potentially the crystals and so forth, the technology that the Atlanteans had. We don't understand why it is the way it is. It just is what it is.
I heard that. And so it's an amplifilio, right?
Yes.
I couldn't help it. Okay, one more question. Now we're going to take a musical break and we'll bring back Sherry Marie with Love Story, Revival of a Love Story. I don't know what's going on with my auras today. Revival of a Love Story on Bimini. But anyway, well, tell me what else is happening besides the Revival of a Love Story on Bimini. What else is happening on there? What kind of retreats do you do there?
Well, the main, what we do is it's based on the swimming with wild dolphins, bringing people
Ooh.
In to
Ooh.
Go out and experience wild dolphins. That's a major part of it, because of the profound effect that the dolphins have had on, you know, my partner in this in Project Bimini. As for Bimini, really is it's definitely something that I really feel that it is special. It's a special place. It's a special to me.
It sounds it.
And,
it does.
Yeah.
It does. It sounds very special. You talk about, you. I mean, that, I'm so excited about the playfulness of the dolphins. I mean, what better place to come and play?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we haven't really turned on the jets because we're really in the grand opening is coming up soon. Turning on the jets is bringing in the practitioners, the healers,
mm-hmm.
the vibration that can really be enhanced, like the souls that have, you know, that are out there, that may need that extra boost, whatever, that extra thrust to take them to that next level in terms of their, in their healing capabilities or their ability to even heal themselves and so forth. And so it's definitely a place that it's an amplified environment in various ways. So it's a place that I think I would love to see. I would just would like to see the presence of individuals who can really make, bring about change in this world, who really desire to bring about change in this world. And I'm talking about positive, the highest frequency, love, you know, bring about loving change in this world. And I think Bimini is a perfect platform, a stage for a lot of individuals to perform. And also for a lot of people who need healing to come and also experience, you know, some the really good healing, indescribable healing as a result of all of
that. I love the when you said, I love just now when you said for them to come and perform. You just said that. That was just totally perfect. When you talk about playing, when you're talking about purposely loving and appreciating you, you're talking about stepping on the stage of life and you being the star, you being the center of the stage, because that's all we can ever be.
Yes.
And performing whatever role that you have come in your blueprint that you have recreated up to this moment, you've come to perform. Thank you for that synopsis, because I cannot wait to get to Bimini. I'm telling you, this is my, I'm just, woo! Yes, indeed. anyway, wait, hold on, Philip, you can come. We're going to be right back. I'm going to bring in Sherry Marie with Revival of a Love Story, and then we're going to bring in Yah, too, on the Playground of Life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry. I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the
community. I feel so alone. A ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul. Help me, Lord, before I fall. I heard a whisper deep inside my
Revival of love story is simply you. That's from my good friend Sherry Marie. You find her on SherryMarie.com. Revival of the love story is me. It's you. That was dedicated to all those who feel that they are lost at sea. Just know that you can be free. Right here in the gateway of the tropics. At Return to Wholeness Retreat, or the Bimini Retreat, as we were just told about. We always have to retreat. We have to retreat in order to find ourselves once again. It is the first quarter of the day. We retreat to die and be reborn again, to allow all things passed away to be renewed once again. The renewing of our minds, deprogramming and reprogramming, taking ourselves into a state of being able to now hear again, listen to that all-knowing source that's within us, our inner attunement, thereby moving into healing of ourselves, the new you. It is purposely loving and appreciating for yourself. Bringing them back on the line. Yah Elohim, Yah, are you there?
I am here.
Yay. Yah on the playground. So Philio's back on the playground as well. Wonderful. Great. We got both of them back on the playground this time. All right, so. Yeah, let's speak quickly because we only have, 9 minutes left? All right, you got the magical, powerful number, spiritual number of 9. So, how did you get into Bubble Tea? Were you on Upper Retreat? Were you in Bubble Tea? I'm kidding. Okay, I'm silly. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay,
I feel just like what you're doing. I feel that way. We've been playing almost like a whole week now, you and I. We went to the water. We went to the beach today. Dory. What is her name again? That was blowing us all over the place. Whatever. Sunday, we went anyway and had a good time. We got blown all over the beach. It was really wonderful.
Wonderful and windy.
We are here in West Palm Beach in the gateway to the tropics for the Power Play, which I know we're going to possibly give us all the great things that are happening at the what we have in West Palm is really the gate. It's not only the gateway to the tropics, it's the gateway to the Bimini Retreat. We have the Return to Wholeness
Retreat that is located in West Palm Beach. It is Florida's newest biodynamic living center, and we invite you to join us. We have an entree of art and science, of manifestation, webinar series. We have live events, all kinds of healing modalities and services. Everything that you can imagine in healing, is we are open to and is available to you as we co-create. We have retreats and events. We have work, play, and love shops. And we have the space for you to come and be a part of the Return to Wholeness Retreats. Our exciting event that we're having this weekend is with Ambassa. Yay!
Yay!
And it's pop play. Yay! And it's like in the moment we are experiencing magic. We're experiencing magic. And everything shifts in a breath. Literally shift our lives right here right now. If it's your soul is calling.
Yeah, you're shifting too much. Come back.
If your soul is calling to you for you to have this experience, make it so.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I want to ask you one question. Can you share with everyone what is the art and science of manifestation, and how are you presenting those at the retreat?
Well, you know, we practice the art and science of manifestation every moment of our experience on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
What we're showing is how to master that, to do it consciously with love. Love is the key to art, to the art and science of manifestation. It's the key to everything. So when we want to or we choose and intend to live our most expanded existence that we can on the planet, we can consciously use universal principles to bring that forth. It doesn't have to be a haphazard thing where we're trying to figure out if it's going to work. We don't have to necessarily cross our fingers and cross our toes and hope that things will manifest. We can consciously practice the art and science that is consistent as flipping on that light switch and the light comes on. There's science behind that. There's science behind manifestation. We present webinar series on the art and science of manifestation, and we also present at live events. So what we do is we just give you a little tidbits of how to consciously use your breath, sound, your intention, your vision, your visualization, and love is the most important element to bring forth your dreams, visions, your most expanded, exciting life.
Mm. Is there any meditation involved in it?
Meditation is part, I would say yes. A short answer is yes. It is the inner intentionality that brings forth manifestation. So meditation is a part of it, because the more clearly that we can envision what it is that we're creating, then the more clearly it manifests. Meditation helps us to be able to clear our channel, so to speak, to clarify our intent and our vision.
Well, that sounds really powerful and rich, and I can't wait myself to experience it. I was waiting for you to put one on Skillio or somewhere. I really want to share that, we were about to exit stage right, and we're about to exit stage left. We're going to do both ways, okay? You go left, I'll go right, okay? Anyway,
okay.
Philly, I know Philly's laughing, but anyway... So what I want to know is, how do people find out about the retreat? Is there a website for the retreat? And then about webinars. I'll get there. About the webinars and the retreat. Is how do people find out about those two things?
The easiest way, well, is to dial. Well, there's a couple of ways. One really, really easy way is to dial 561-855-0593. That is 561-855-0593. That's the phone number for Return to Wholeness Retreats. And you can email, Return to Wholeness Retreats at gmail.com.
I like that. Oh, no. I'm going to say just Yahoo me, okay? Just email me or Yahoo me, okay?
Return to Wholeness Retreats. How about that? Gmail, Return to Wholeness.
I'm loving it. Thank you.
And we'll take care of you, make sure you get everything you need in terms of where we are and what you're going to do and where you're going to sleep and what you're going to eat and just all of that. So call us. We have a wonderful sales team. Charmaine is the head of that, and she's a wonderful soul. You just want to call and talk to Charmaine. 561-855-0593.
All right, well, y'all heard it first, okay? I'm getting ready to go back out on the beach. We can maybe get in the wind, people. All right, we're about to exit the stage, right? Filio, thank you for joining us. Did you want to share anything before you leave, Filio?
No, I just wanted to thank you for inviting us to express our vision.
Absolutely.
And to thank everybody out there who's listening and hope. Wish everybody the best as we go through this shift, this magical shift that we're going through on this planet right now.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you. So much love to both of you for being my playmates right now on this planet.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to the audience. And thanks to everyone.
All right. Thank you. See you later. All right.
Okay.
So you heard. Bye. See you. All righty, so we're about to take it home, and we're about to exit stage right. She went left, so I'm going to go right. And I much love to all of you. Big hugs. And I'm sending you some of this wonderful wind. Can you hear that? Wind, sand, and water. Much love. Ombasa out.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.